Good morning, New Covenant. This is Sharon Chubbuck. I'm happy to welcome you to our worship time, to hearing the Word of God, to hearing the songs of praise, to being together virtually and face-to-face. Renee asked me to do this welcome and to think about waiting, because that's what the teaching is going to be about. And so I thought a lot about waiting. I thought, the farmer waits for the rain to come so they can plant the crops and they'll grow. The kid going to the park waits for the rain to stop. Sometimes the waiting is scary. Just wait till mom and dad get home. There's the waiting for a baby to be born. There's a surprise where someone says, there's something coming. You don't know what it is, and you'll just have to wait to find out. As I thought about all these different kinds of waiting and the different emotions that go with them and the different postures that they evoke in people, I realized that some waiting can be scary. Some waiting can be hopeful, but not certain. Some waiting can be eager and still scary. Some waiting can be unknown, but full of hope. There are all kinds of ways we wait, all kinds of reasons we wait. And I think what's important for me and for us today, maybe, is what we're waiting for. And if we don't know what we're waiting for, then who promised this thing? What kind of person, what kind of character, what kind of friend promised this thing we're waiting for? And last, it matters who's waiting with us. Waiting alone is hard. Waiting together can be good. I'm going to read to you from Luke 24, verses 44 through 49. Jesus said to them, to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law from Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He said to them, "This is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and a change of heart and life for the forgiveness of sin must be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Look, I am sending you what my Father promised, but you are to stay in the city until you have been furnished with heavenly power." Welcome to worship.